Here's the essential summary for When Six Boston Homebuyers Get Brutally Honest, The Conversation That Reveals What We're Really Buying. The bottom line, six Greater Boston buyers, $425K to $2.8 million budgets, expose the psychological, financial, and identity-driven tensions beneath home purchase decisions. What starts as polite market segmentation discussion devolves into confrontation about class, values, and whether anyone's actually making the right choice. Spoiler, they're all right and all wrong simultaneously. Who needs this? Any Greater Boston buyer wrestling with town selection, budget rationalization, or buyer's remorse, especially valuable for those caught between prestige and pragmatism. Key insights, number one, Margaret, Dover, 2.8 manors, pays $45K annually in taxes to buy ecosystem and continuity, admits it's not economically defensible. Number two, Rick, Lynn, $425K, refuses prestige theater, prioritizes affordability, but questions if he should have stretched for Salem number 3. Priya, Needham, 1.1 Nenner, arbitraging school quality versus taxes, targeting sweet spot, 35 to 40 Mellermann commute, school quality obsessed number 4. Emma, Somerville, 650K condo, deliberately car-free, walks to 50 restaurants, calls suburbs embalmed, but locked into rising condo fees, number 5. Carter, Cohasset, 1.8 Menno, buying being on a boat, not in a house, non-negotiable lifestyle premium number 6. Jennifer, Reading Stoneham, 725K, stretching budget for not being poorest family, actually bought Stoneham, admits it's fine. What to do next? Use this framework. What are you really buying? Identity, freedom, safety, status? Can you afford it if life changes? What will you regret in 10 years? Then run your towns through our comparison tools to stress test the financial math.